So we're doing the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Kishem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. I mean, what exactly that means, we don't even know. So we have the benefit of a dialogue that the Gemara brings down. Tanya. Okay, somebody take it. So, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur Moses Rav Midei Chavasim. So apparently, I mean, well factually, it's hard to get started either. I got Tanya.
Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel, Dvaracha, Lama Tzibur Mitzvaleh. According to you, Rabbi Gamliel, says that just like the Shliach Tzibur is Chayev, everybody else is also Chayev.
No.
He's the other one. So once the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi everyone, so then why is the Tzibur Mitzvaleh? So Rashi says, Lama Tzibur Mitzvaleh and Balachash. Why does everyone daven quietly by themselves first?
Okay, so in other words, everybody, let's get some facts here. So everybody agrees that what? That first the Tzibur is Mitzvaleh B'Yachiv, and then you have the Shliach Tzibur. Everybody seems to agree on those facts. Okay, so
Shliach Tzibur is also Mitzvaleh B'Yachiv.
Excuse me?
Shliach Tzibur is also Mitzvaleh B'Yachiv.
Yes. Yes, okay. Oh, you're correct. So everybody agrees that first you have the tefillah of the Yachid, Barabim, tefillah, not tefillah HaTzibur, but tefillah B'Tzibur, as the Rav defines it, right? So, Tanya, V'recha Lama Tziv Mispalem. So since he holds that the Shatz is Motzi, everybody, so the system is a system of Shliach Tzibur. So what do you need the tefillahs of the Yachid for? Correct? Because he maintains that what? That he maintains that the shatz could be motzi everybody. Okay, but apparently he agreed. So let's say I'm in his shul, so I don't want to daven, so he'll tell me, fine. Just have mind to be able to with the shatz. But nevertheless, he's going to require apparently a minion of Yechidim to daven first. Correct? Mm-hmm. But if I want to not be from those Yechidim, I say, look, I want to relax a little bit, fine. Also good. Correct? Mm-hmm. So what do they, that's Rabbi Gamliel. So they ask Rabbi Gamliel, L'dvorecha lama tzibur mispalim balachash. Why do you have to have a minion of people that are mispal balachash? Why doesn't just everybody rely on the shots? Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does Moshe say?
Aron Lahem Kedei Lahaster Shliach Tzibur Tefilaso. So that the Shliach Tzibur can order his tefilas.
Okay, so what does that mean? Very vague, huh?
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, why is he preparing in advance? Like, I wish you Shneimeker before you do the Kriyas Torah. So.
Yeah. No, hold on to that question. That's,
the whole team feel of the Yachid is just so that it's like...
It's a delay. It's a stall factor.
It's a stall factor. So why don't I just delay? So apparently you can't have a Tzibur doing nothing.
What about Hefsek? What about the Indian of Hefsek?
What Hefsek?
You're being mafsek between brachas before Shemon Esrei and Shemon Esrei.
That's musaf.
That's what it's called.
It's musaf.
It's musaf.
Right. So what's the hazard between like a kumbarkan and
yes, a shofar?
A shofar.
Yeah.
Why do you have to have a minion of mispalim biyachad? Because you can't and let the shliach tzibur just be mesadet filoso. Because you can't do such a thing. You tell the tzibur to just sit and be yoshev ponui. Can't have such a thing. So therefore, you have to have that they're mispalim. Okay, you can't have a tzibur that's just doing nothing. As a matter of fact, somebody mentioned that the Rav said the same thing, and the Rav said that's why by Yiska they go out. Because you can't have people just they're just a group just sitting around that can't say anything.
Like Kavanah Tzibur, Tirchah Tzibur?
I don't know. But whatever it is, there seems to be a principle like that. So therefore, you have to have them being mispowel. While the shatz is mazdit filoso. And once he's mazdit filoso, so then he's mispowel. Okay? That's whose position? Rabbi Gamliel. That's where Rashi runs. Why do you have to have them be mispowel b'lachash? In other words, why don't you just let them... let the shliach tzibur come right up and say and be mispowel.
Right.
So the answer is because he has to be mazdir tfiloso. Lo'olam yazir odom as tfiloso v'achakach mispowel. And kal v'chomer the shliach tzibur. So therefore they instituted a tfiloh b'tzibur of at least the minyan of yechidah. Okay? Okay. In other words, what they're saying is that these yechidim that are being mispal b'tzibur are yotzei tefilah. They're yotzei tefilah. Do you follow?
Yeah.
So they're doing something, they're doing an act of tefilah. They're not just sitting, you can't institute a crazy thing. We'll start learning brachos. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So the yechidim that are mispal b'tzibur are being mispalled, have a keen tefillah, the yotze. And the yotze according to Rambam Gamliel. The only thing is, like I said before, according to Rambam Gamliel, if you don't want to, you could be yotze with the shliach tzibur. But it's correct that they instituted tefillah because Rambam Gamliel holds that the yechidim are yotze.
Right? I mean, he's not saying the only way to be yotze is with the tefillah.
That's right. Because otherwise, how can you tell these guys to be mispowel?
Right?
All right, so what do you have to conclude from this way of learning? That Rambam Gamliel holds. That Rambam Gamliel maintains either tefillah b'tzibur is good, or tefillah hatzibur is good. Take your choice. I mean, that's what you're going to have to deduce from what he's saying, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because he appoints a minion of Mispala, right? So he has to hold that either or. You can either have tefillah b'tzibur is good, or else tefillah hatzibur is good. Take your choice. Either one you want. Okay? Even though they're two separate institutions. Even though they're two separate institutions, you have to deduce from Rabbi Gamliel that either or is good. Correct? That's correct. Because if one was better, so if Tfilas Hatzibur was better, so how could you appoint these 10 guys from Mispal B'Yachid? Right? And if Tfilah B'Yachid was better, how can those Bekiyim wait for the shots? They have an opportunity for a superior tefillah. So you see, according to Rabbi Gamliel, we can further deduce that there are two methods of being mispowel. One is where you mispowel ba'atzma b'yachidus, and the other one is where you're part of a shliach tzibur, a whole institution. Of course, you have to listen to every word of the shliach tzibur in order to be part of it. But it's not shamei kahone. It's a different entity of tefillas hashatz, which you're joined in, and which is equally as good. Okay?
Why did you have to say it's not Shemei Kahana? Why did you have to say it?
You have to have 10 people listening by the Chazaras hashatz, because otherwise there's no tefillas hatzibur. Even if everybody davened, why do you have a shatz? So the Rambam explains... That's another Chivas Aram. So Aram explains because it's a takana. So since it was a takana to have a tefillah satzibur, so that's why you have to have at least 10 people listening, otherwise there's no tefillah satzibur. Even though there's no machayev in terms of being yotze, because everybody was yotze already. But if there's a takana, now you must have a tefillah satzibur. So you have both. That's what we understand, okay? So the Chachamim say... Kishem shishliach tzibur chayev kach kol yochad v'yachad chayev. So what does it mean? So it means that you chayev first tefillah b'yachad, because the yachad is chayev. And then you chayev also in a tefillah of the shliach tzibur. two tefillahs. So he asks him, he says, what do you need two for? If you're going to tell me that the yachid is chayiv, in other words, what you're saying is that the tefillahs are yachid is superior, and that's why he's chayiv and he can't rely on the shliach tzibur, so then why do you need the tefillah of the shliach tzibur for altogether? Correct? Because you're saying that the tefillahs are yachid is superior. So what did he answer? Tefillah Yachid is really tefillah b'tzibur superior, and the tefillah of the Yachid wears mispal ba'atzmo. So that's really the real idea of only l'fnei Hashem and the highest level, and that's superior. But the only thing is that there are people that can't do it. Ein b'kiyum. So the ein b'kiyum. Rely on whom? On the shliach tzibur. Okay?
A minion of any b'kiyum, all the b'kiyum could walk out.
I'm sorry. A minion?
A minion of any b'kiyum lives in the shots.
Yes.
The b'kiyum could leave. In the chazar of the shots. Because they already yotze and they don't need these shots.
Oh, you mean... Because they're already out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, correct. It would seem so, yeah.
According to everybody, bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, the Bikin that were out there already, there's no chi for them to stay, actually. As long as you have, let's leave that tentative. Let's leave that tentative. Okay.
Don't get any ideas.
Yeah. Let's not.
I already walked it out the door.
Let's not push it. Okay. So what are the answer? Lotzi Shaina Baki. Lotzi Shaina Baki. Okay, so what did he say to them? That's a good answer.
So why can't he just be Motzi the Baki also? And
Kishem Shemotzi
as Shaina Baki, just like the Shatz is Motzi the Eino Baki, half Motzi as Sabaki. He should be able to be Motzi the Baki also.
Okay, so why doesn't he say no? Because Tefillah B'Tzibur is superior. Correct?
Right.
Why didn't they answer him? Why didn't the Chacham say, no, that's not a question, why you should Motzi the Baki? Because Tefillah B'Tzibur is better than Tefillah HaTzibur.
We said Rav Gamliel held they were both equal.
In other words, the better thing to say is that he is asking, he's saying to them, it's true that you may hold that what? That tefillah b'yachid is more significant. But the fact is, there is a shliach tzibur. And a shliach tzibur is a shliach for the whole tzibur. So how do you exclude a baki? It's true, you're going to tell me that it's superior. Yeah, but I'm not superior. I don't feel like I'm a chumras today. So I'm not superior. So I'll wait for the shots. But you're saying I can't. The chacham is saying I can't wait for the shots. If I'm a baki, the shots is not going to be motzi me. So how do you have a system of exclusion in a tzibur when the shliach tzibur is precisely the very definition is for the shliach for the whole tzibur? So his kasha is a very good kasha. In other words, his question to them is, it's true, you're saying that the yachid is better. Fine, I'll accept it. But the fact remains that how could you exclude the baki? Because the definition of a shliach tzibur is that he's a shliach for the entire tzibur. So how do you exclude the ena baki? So you'll tell me because the baki's better off he daven himself. Okay, so I'm a baki. I didn't feel like davening. My head was by this. So why can't I be yotzi with the shots? I was just playing lazy. So why can't I be yotzi with the shots? They say, no, because the shots is only motzi the ena baki. Yeah, but by definition, a shlich tzibur is motzi the whole tzibur. That's why he says, "Kishem shem motzi es ein abaki, kach motzi es abaki." So he won't have the superior kiyum. But you can't say he can't be motzi him. That's his kasha. Okay? In other words, what the Chachamim appear to be saying is that the shliach of the yachid is superior. A. And then besides that, there's a knas that the shots can't be motzi the bucket. So he attacks Rabbi Gamliel very well, attacks the Chacham. How do you do that? How do you make a knas on mitzvah tzibur? You can't do that. So you're going to have to relax the knas. And if there's no knas, so then why can't the bucky wait for the shots, like according to me? Right? That's the way I'm interpreting the dialogue.
Right.
What he's saying is, yeah, the Chum couldn't get out of that question.
Right.
You can't place a knas on mitzvah tzibur when you have a shliach tzibur. So well, even if you can tell me it's inferior, you still should be yotze. So that follows naturally. Modim chacham l'rambam. Okay, go ahead.
The Rav Amar adayin machlokas. Adayin hi machlokas.
The Rav Amar adayin hi machlokas. They never gave in. So that means they had an answer.
They didn't chose not to say?
We have to try to figure it out. Ask them like this, and think about it, tell me what you think. That the Chachamim maintain that the Tefillah B'Yachid is superior. Okay? So therefore they hold, but there are Einam B'Kiyin, so you need a Shliach Tzibur. So what they hold is that there are two Chalosim that fall simultaneously on the Tzibur. There's a Chalos Chiyuv B'Yachid, and there's a Chalos Chiyuv of Tefillah Tzibur, of Shatz. And since they're both Chal simultaneously, so they're going to be, on the Bucky is going to be Chal the Chiyuv Yachid, and the Chiyuv Tzibur is going to, of Shatz, is going to be Chal on the Ena Bucky. So since it's simultaneous Chalosim on the same Tzibur, that's why the bucky can't be yotze with the shots. It's not a knas. It's just the result of two simultaneous chalosim on the same tzibur. So there's a chalos chovas yachid and a chalos chovas shliach tzibur. But because the yachid is superior, so there's a chalos on the bucky, one chalos on all the bikiyim that they chayev and tefillah b'yachid. So we can't rely on the shots anymore. Do you follow? It's not that he was excluded after the fact. The intrinsic chalosim that are two separate chalosim that are chal on this tzibur result in the fact that the bucky can't be yotzei with the shots. That the Rambam explains. Why is it like Bizman HaZeh, where we're all Bekiyim, that you have to have a second tefillah? So the answer is originally, really, you had to have two systems because it accommodated two groups of people. But now, if you only have one group, so you can't throw away the Tzuras HaTakona. So now we're all Chayiv in the Tefillah HaTzibur, not to be Yotzei Mincha, but because the Chacham made it a chiyuv, so you're chayiv in another tzuras tefillah, because of the Dakan itself. Okay? But not because of the Ein HaBikin. Because today we're all Bikin. Okay, that's what Rambam says. It's just like it's just like Kiddush and Basic Nesses. That really was originally for the Orchim. Today we don't have any Orchim. So you chayiv because you can't, it's a takana. Now you chayiv because of the takana. The reason is gone, but the takana you have to do. In case there will be Orchim in the future, whatever.
But you're saying it's...
In other words, you chayiv to do it because of the empty takana. But you're not being really everybody was Yotze. If you don't do it, you can't say you weren't Yotze Mincha. What's everybody? Well, that's what we do. We have a Shtil Shmon Esrei. We have the we say together, we daven together till Heicha Kedusha. What's a Heicha Kedusha? Heicha Kedusha is you did away with the shots. You did away with the shots. It was just Tefila B'Yachid, Tefila B'Tzibur. You did away with the shots.
How do you do that?
That's what Reb Chaim said, that you can't have one guy doing it and everybody answering Kedusha, and then everybody starts after Tehillat Kodesh. Because there's no such thing like that. Either he was a shatz or he wasn't a shatz. If he was a shatz, he has to finish the whole thing. And if he wasn't a shatz, he can't do it at all. So that's what Reb Chaim said. No, what they really did was they did away with the tefillos of shatz. They did away with the tefillos of shatz. And that's why we're almost all together, but Sibor. It's tefillah but Sibor, it's not tefillah Sibor.
It's not
tefillah
Blachash, because he's saying it out loud.
So it would seem that according to Rabbi Gamaliel, that either or is good. So in the first Shmon Esrei, they said Kedusha B'Tzibur. And certainly according to the Chachamim, that held that Tefillah B'Yachid is better, they certainly said Kedusha B'Tzibur. Okay? Yes, yeah, so the question is like this, in other words.
It's still amazing,
no? No, it's not much. It's a different. It's one tefillah. Tefillah achas l'kula is the tefillah of the shliach tzibur, just like by Birkas Hazima. Okay,
so but doesn't have to do any of the other things that you need for tefillah.
No,
standing, wearing clothes.
No, well, chatchila, you should stand. You should do everything. So you should tefillah. If he doesn't, he's yotzi anyways. So the thing is that the question is, which is greater? In terms of Tfilas HaTzibur of the Shatz, so there's a greater Hishtatfus with the Tzibur. Because it's all one Tfilah of the whole Tzibur, so the Hishtatfus is greater. But in terms of the Tfilas HaYochid, the Maisa Tfilah is greater. He's doing it B'Tzibur, so he has a Hishtatfus, but he has also a Maisa Tfilah. So the question is, which is superior? So the Chachamim say superior is the Yachid. And Rambam Gamaliel says each one has a milo. You can't say which one's superior. They're both good. Okay. So therefore, Rambam Gamaliel says that you could do either or. But the Chacham maintained that the Maisa Tefillah is more important because the Omer Lifnei Hashem is individual. Okay.